Blog Talk Radio.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Calling the meek and the humble, welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Ya'elah and Ya'Allah, Ya'elah, Ya'Allah. Hear the metaphysics of Ya'elah, Ya'elah, and Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah. But in the translation, we find it as Ja'Allah, Ja'Allah, J-A-A-L-A, J-A-A-L-A, Ya'elah. Ya'Allah, 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 here. This is the Hebrew for going up, going up, going up. It's a name here in the Hebrew translation, Ja'Allah. Some transliterations is J-A-A-L-A-H. Some places J-A-A-L-A. So we have Ya'elah, Ya'Allah, Ya'elah, Ya'Allah. What is here in the H3279? Ya'elah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Elah, which means ascending, ascending, ascending. Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah. Also, the Ya'Allah, Ya'Elah is a female mountain goat. We have a female mountain goat from the root even Ya'el, 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 Ya'el or Ja'el, Ja'el, Ya'el, Ja'el. Which is interesting in the Ja'el, Ya'el sense, it's a noun masculine, an ibex, ibex, right, climbing the wild goat, but with the Ya'elah, Ya'elah, Ya'Allah, we have the feminine form or the roe, what's called the roe. But here, metaphysics of the name Ja'Allah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Elah, going up, ascending, surmounting, reaching the summit, wild mountain goat, ibex, ibex, also grace and beauty, grace and beauty. So here we have a servant of Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon, whose children, quote, children or descendants, returned from the Babylonian captivity of the black Jews in Babylon and Persia. These descendants, these children of a servant of Shlomo, Solomon, the children, the descendants, they returned from the Babylonian captivity with Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel. In Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 58, also in Ezra chapter 2 verse 56, we have the name as Ja'Allah, Ja'Allah, Ya'ila. And hear the verse. B'nei Ya'ila, B'nei Darkon, B'nei Gidel. B'nei Gidel. The translation here, the children of Ja'ala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, of Gidel, Gidel. Here. In Ezra chapter 2, verse 56. Now the meta, that's the phi cycle. What is the meta phi cycle? The metaphysical. Second of the two Hebrew truths of Ya'ila, Ya'ala, Ya'ila, Ya'ala. We have the meta phi cycle of the name, the lifting up. The lifting up, we have the lifting up sense, we have the ascension sense, Ya'ila, Ya'ala, Ya'ala, Ya'alia. So we get to the very root, the Ya'al, Ya'al, Ya'al. Now Ya'al is interesting as well as the root, properly to ascend, but also in a figurative sense, the Ya'al, Ya'al, right, the verb, the H3276 of the Ya'ila, Ya'ala, getting to the Ya'al sense, the Ya'al, to ascend figuratively to be valuable. In the objective sense, again from the objective perspective, the Ya'al is useful. In the subjective sense, it's benefit. So we have this word here also brought out, like can do good, to set forward, at all, the sense of profit, like profitable. But the root idea, to ascend, in the figurative sense of to ascend, Ya'al, is to be valuable. Objectively speaking, useful. Subjectively speaking, beneficent, benefit. So here we have the lifting up, the going up, the ascending. Ascending, the going up of the adverse. Of the adverse. The lifting up, the Ya'al, Ya'ila. The lifting up, the Ya'al, the going up, the ascending of the adverse. Of the adverse. So when we say the adverse, right, the opposition state to the iritical, the spiritual state, the adverse, right, or the satanic, the opposition state, the satanic. So the lifting up, the going up, the ascending of the adverse reasoning, the adverse animal, the animal phases, the animal, the lower phases in man, in the human being. The ascending, the lifting up, the going up of the adverse reasoning, animal phases in man, the human being, to a higher and a more spiritual phase, a more refined phase of activity, wherein they can serve the Shalomo, the settlement, the Solomon rule. What is the Solomon, the Shlomo rule? Peace and wisdom. Peace, shalom, and chokmah and wisdom. We're in consciousness. So they can serve the Shlomo, the settlement rule. So metaphysically, the Ya'al, Ya'al, Ya'illa, right, is the lifting up, the going up, the ascending, the Ya'al of the adverse reasoning, animal phases in man, the human being, to a higher, a more refined, a more spiritual phase of activity wherein they can serve the Shlomo, the Solomon rule, the Solomon rule, which is peace and wisdom, shalom, shalom, and chokmah in consciousness. Now, here's the point. When a ruler of Yisrael, when a ruler of Israel sinned, committed a chatat, a akri, a error, fell short, missed the mark, sinned. When a ruler of Yisrael, of Israel, sinned, a male goat was made an offering for chato, for his akri, for his sin, for his forfeiture, missing the mark. And when a common person, regular rank and file, we could say Israelite, sins, a female goat was offered up. Here we find this in the Orit, Zelewawiyan, in the Sefer Yikra, the cipher of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 4, verses 22, right, to 31. Now, in Yeshua, Hanotri, in Robeinu, right, our Rabbi Yeshua, Hanotri, in his parable, in the Mashal, the parable of the sheep and the goat. Have you heard the Mashal? The parable? Right, the proverb, we can say, the Mashal, Robeinu Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, this parable of the sheep and the goats. The goats were put at the left hand and sent away into the fires of purification, right? In Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, as well as verse 41. Now, a goat, what does a goat pertain to? We say a goat here, looking at it hebraically here, according to the HD right here. A goat, therefore, it pertains to the adverse. So according to the metaphysics of the goat and of the sacrifice, the types, learning to read, the pattern recognition, the Hebrew sign language, a goat, therefore, it pertains to the adverse, to the sinful, the unful nature or nature in man, in the human being. It must be given up. It must be given up to Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, Ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so be purified, so be purged, to be purged, to be purified, refined, that it may be transmuted into higher and more spiritual, irritical, more refined thought, activity, and manifestation. So it must be given up, right, to the power, Ha'elohim, from the lower to the higher. So be purified, refined, so that its substance may be transmuted to call the four states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, plasma, may be transmuted into higher, the higher vibrational frequencies, into the higher, the more spiritual thought, activity, manifestation. Thought, the Trinity, right? Thought, one, two, three. Thought, spiritual thought, activity, action, and manifestation. Thus, like this, it will serve to promote the spiritual, the more refined, the spiritual, in the individual, the spiritual, as opposed to the animal, to refine the animal mind to the spiritual. So here the Ya'el, Ya'al, Ya'al, Ya'el, here, 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 even in the name, Ya'ala, Ya'ala, Ya'illa, the lifting up, the going up, the ascending of the adverse in consciousness, the adverse reasoning, the animal, the lower phases, right, of the human being to the higher, to the more refined, the more spiritual phase of activity, where they can serve the Shlomo, the Solomon rule, the rule of peace and wisdom in the consciousness, thus bringing up and out the reason why a ruler in Yisrael, to whom more is given, more is required, a ruler in Yisrael, when they send atop a male goat was made an offering for his sin. When one of the common people, the rank and file Israelites, sinned atop, a female goat was offered up. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 22-31, and also Rabbeinu Yeshua's Mashal, this parable, the proverb of the sheep, right, of the sheep and the goat. And the goats were put at the left hand. They were sent away into the Gehenna, we could say into the fires of purification, of refinement. Matteo, Matthew chapter 25, verses 33-41. Thus, the goat type, therefore, it pertains to the adverse or to the satanic, the awful, right, nature, the sinful nature, nature in humanity, or say in fallen humanity, right? This must be given up to Ha'elohim, right, to the power, and so be purified, pure, that its substance may be transmuted, right, from the lower to the higher, from the lower to the more refined, to the more spiritual thought, activity, manifestation. Like this, it will serve to promote the spiritual, the higher, in the individual, in the indivisible dual.
Move voice sweet like a piano.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all the day
long. Keep the fire burning, boy, yo, 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 really and truly. See the walls of a new car. Ooh.
515-602-9761 Colin and calling friends 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761 and listen to the live stream at Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
For this double course, sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here we are at the seventh Aliyah for Shabbat Hazria. Here we're at the Shabbi'i. verse 55.
And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without, or without, or without, or without, or without, or without, or without.
Here at the seventh, and the priest shall look on Hanega, on the Nega, on the plague. After that, it is washed. And hine, look, see, here it is. If Hanega, if the Nega, if the plague have not changed his color, and Hanega, and the Nega be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the ash, the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest, HaKohen look, and he may see, sight, here it is, Neho, Hanega, the Nega, the plague, be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rip it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. Here we have the Musar. The Musar, the additional for this Torah portion, Shabbat Tazria. We'im tera'ah, here we have the Musaf. We'im tera'ah, oda ba negeda o bashetia o ba ereb, or Bikola Kalia Ora Porahata Hia Baesh Tisa Refenueta Bo Ha Nega. Here at verse 57 for the Musaf. And if it appear still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a spreading nega, plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein hanega, the nega, is, the plague is, with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if hanega, if the nega, the nega, the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time and shall be clean. This is the law HaTorah. This is the direction, the instruction of Hanega, the Nega, the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or woof or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. And here, Chaburim, that fulfills the Torah reading for this 27th sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, Taz Ria, Kabur Lakal, Kabur Densu, Kabur Lahailu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, Kabur Labinu, La Melkenu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Abuna Nagusina, Abatachin, Nagusachin, Kermawi, Haila Salasi, Beshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in name of Getachin, Jesus Christos. Amen. Shabbat shalom, send that salam, shalom, salam, salam. This Torah portion reading and feeding here, we have the 28th reading from HaTorah, Jah directions, instructions, and it's called in the Hebrew, Masoretic, the Mitzorah. More properly in the rural Amharic here, Lemtzamu. Previously we had called it Bemenzatuken, focusing on the day of cleansing. So Mitzorah, Lemtzamu. We've updated that within the chart as well. Slika, Yikitane, you know, but as we are growing in grace and that knowledge, just to make that very clear right here for the Aliyah, for the Anafora, right, for the word, sound, and power for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the 28th in Ainai yearly cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat HaMitzorah, the Sabbath of the leper, also known as Shabbat Shalom. So here the 28th reading from the Torah, Mitzorah. The word means leper, HaMitzorah, the leper, Lemtzamu, the one that is in the natural type skin disease, but we connect that with the Lashon Hara'a, right, with the speaker of evil speaker, gossip, rumor, tale-bearing, which diseases the community. Now, the word, it appears in the second verse of the reading for this parasha, which says, this shall be the law, the Torah, of HaMitzorah in the day of his cleansing, Be-Mitzatu. And here in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. So Leviticus 14, it basically spells out the complex purification rites and ritual for the cleansing of a mitzorah, a leper, a motzi ra'ah, and a leprous home, a leprous house, a leprous bait. Now, Leviticus chapter 15, it briefly covers the Torah, or the laws, direction, instructions regarding ritual unfitness that stems from bodily emissions or issues from the body. Now, except in biblical calendar leap years, and we're in the leap years here, Mitzorah is usually read together with the previous Torah portion, Tazria, on the same Shabbat. The reading and the reasoning. What's the reason for the season, Habarim? So here, to ride up with this Torah portion, Sabbath, Shalom. So here, picking up the Hebrew first words, and the first word here, Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh, Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. So here, picking up with the Kaf Chet, the 28th, reading and feeding, the manna for this Shabbat here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus chapter 14, chapter XIV, the Yod Dalet chapter. Why daber Yahweh el Moshe leimur, zota tihye Torah HaMitzorah, ביום הטהרתו, והוא בא אל הכהן.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, to the priest, to the priest, to the priest, to the priest.
Here, picking up third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, chapter 14. A holy, a set apart Elohim, true good, true God, a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Fourth item right here, HaTorah, the Orit, the direction instructions of Lemtzamu, of the Mitzora, of the leper's cleansing. And the Yahweh, he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe, saying, Why Daberi, Yahuwah, Why Daber, Yahweh, La Moshe, Leimor, this Zot, Tihyeh, this shall be Zot, this she, this Tihyeh, this shall be Torat, Torat, this shall be the law, the direction, the instruction, the Torat Taha Mitzorah, the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, B'yom Taharato. He shall be brought to the priest. Wehuba il ha-kohen. And ha-kohen and the kahin, the priest, shall go forth out of the camp. And ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, shall look and hine and look in sight. Here it is. If ha-nega. If the plague, if the nega, if the plague of leprosy, of tzara'at, of skin disease be healed in ha-mitzorah, in the leper, then shall ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And HaKohen, the Kahin, the priest, shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water, water, water. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood hadam of the bird that was killed over the running water, over the living water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the tzara'at, from the lems dewey, skin disease, leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open fields. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, rosho, his ras, and his beard, and his eyebrows. Even all his hair shall he shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 he lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal, minka offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And on Yom Ha Shemini, the eighth day, he shall take two he, male lambs without blemish, and one ewe, female lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, shemen, and one log of oil, and ha-kohen, the kohen, the priest, that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of congregation of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take one he lamb, male lamb, and offer him for a trespass offering, an asham, guilt offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering, lifnei Yahweh, before the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here at verse 13, Chabarim, we have the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, for the Sabbath of the leper, the second Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 13.
And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. It is most holy. It is most holy. It is most holy. It is most holy.
We shachat et ha-kebetz biya mekom asha yishachat et ha-chat'at ואת העולה בי המקום הקודש כי כחטאת האשם הוא לכהן קודש קודשים הוא. Here for the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, Shabbat HaMitzorah, verse 13. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering, the chata'at, and the burnt offering, the olah, in the holy place. For as the sin offering, the chata'at, is ha-kohen, is the priest, the kohen, so is the trespass, the asham, the guilt offering. It is most holy. It is kodesh, kodashi, kodashi, kodashi. Verse 14, and the priest shall take some of the blood hadam of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and ha-kohen, the priest, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And ha-kohen, the kohen, the priest, shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall dip his right finger in the shemen, in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil, the shemen, with his finger 7 times, lifnei Yahweh, before the Yahweh. And of the rest of the shemen, HaShemen, the oil that is in his hand, shall HaKohen put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and upon the toe of the great toe of his right foot, upon ha-dam, the blood of the trespass offering, the asham, the guilt offering, and the remnant of ha-shemen, the oil that is in ha-kohen's yad, in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the rosh, the ras, the head of him that is to be cleansed. And ha-kohen, the kohen, the priest, shall make an atonement, kaper, for him, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And ha-kohen shall offer the sin offering, the chata'at, and make a kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward, he shall kill the ola, the burnt offering. And ha-kohen, the kohen, the priest, shall offer the ola, the burnt offering, and the mincha, the meal offering, upon ha-mizbeach, the altar. And ha-kohen, the kohen, shall make a kapir, an atonement for him, and he shall be clean, 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 clean. For this double course, 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 double.
Bukuyan Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim Evnavel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Leyom Hage Ki Hoh La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bazit Alviet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Batzara, Karata, Vahalze, Im, Basita, Raam, Echan, Alme, Mriva, Sela. Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yisrael, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yiye, V, El, Za, Vilo, Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ered Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vizrael Lo avale va achache Bishwerut, Leba, Yaku, Bimboazote, Lu, Ame, Shomea, Li, Israel, Birwake, Yahaleko, Kimat, Oeve, Aknea, Val, Zore, Ashiv, Yadi, Mazane, Yahava, Yakahashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolam, Vaya Akile, Mehalev, Heta, Umizur, Devash, Asbeye.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1 and 13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2 and 42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread, and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
And said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things new, things new.
Study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
So here in this lunar We're in the lunar period of a lunar leap year. So because a lunar leap year, you know, this also conditions when even Fasica, even according to the Orthodox Ethiopian churches and those churches that still calculate according to the so-called Jewish or the Hebraic Passover to calculate the time of what they call, falsely call Easter. But here in the season, here these double portion, Tazria or Ki Tazria, Ki, when or if Tazria. She conceives zar, zer, the zer, the seed. If a woman conceives seed. Now, as we pointed out, when it speaks about, like, you know, unclean, clean and unclean, especially in these contexts, it's pertaining, as pertaining to the holy place, as pertaining to who would have a right to access the holy place. And even though it begins off here, and most ones know what the Bible say, or at least they've heard some things concerning when a, you know, a woman menstruation or flowers, so forth and so on, they might get and often do get a misinterpretation, misunderstanding, filling up with vain imagination that the Bible here, sex is just speaking about the woman. But as we go forward, we will find out that no, to the man and to the woman. In fact, there's more upon the man then. But here is the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction concerning the matriarch, concerning the womb, concerning, we say, the mothership or motherhood. So here, let's go to some basic questions right here, also some of the reasonings right here, some interesting reasonings to bring out in order to understand this whole clean and unclean aspect. So, for example, let's go to question one right here. Just a few questions. We still got to ride up with Psalm 141 that we use as a point of reference, right, both to the phi cycle and the metaphysical, the metaphi cycle overstanding from the what's called the old covenant, the Brit Hayashana, to the Brit Chadasha, to the new covenant. So basic questions here, referring to this from Hebrew for Christians and going to give some tweaks or nuances if we see it better or different. Here, basic questions. Question one, how long is a woman? Or in the scripts, the term for woman, the Isha, a woman, or when used in a certain sense, I would say Ishti, you know, like my Isha, my woman. And we have Ish for man and Isha. As we point to Bereshith, Genesis, when Adam, according to Bereshith, according to the fragments of Adam that Moshe and the scribes compiled and compilated into this first book, we have Adam after the woman is built. I say built because it's interesting in Genesis chapter 2, right? Genesis chapter 2 also is a distinction between the Adam, right, of Genesis chapter 1. We'll get into that a little bit more. But picking up with Genesis chapter 2, when the man is formed, or more better, when he was reformed, when man or humanity was reformed, and we get our, quote, Adam type, according to Genesis chapter 2. It says that he was formed from the dust of the ground, KJV translators. In the Hebrew, right, that he was formed, yatzar, he was formed, reformed, or literally squeezed, like you squeeze clay or squeeze something together, from the afar. The afar, go look up the afar. The afar are some of the oldest peoples, according to the scientists and genetics and, you know, looking into all of those knowledge aspects, some of the oldest peoples, right, the Afar and the Afar Triangle. And right around the Afar Triangle is a place called the Gulf of Aden, or Aden, right? And Aden in the Hebrew means delight. So where is the garden? But first, where is Aden? We see that Africa is that Aden, you know, and east of Aden, far east Africa, and that would include the so-called Middle East. Middle East, since they did the Suez Canal, they cut, you know, Arabia from Africa. But in ancient times, this was one contiguous region, right, for the peoples who are now called black peoples and African peoples and so-called Hamites or Kemetic people and Shemitic people. In fact, the linguistic is Afro-Semitic. Linguistically, it's identified to be Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Kamo, Hamo, Kemo, Semitic, Semito, Hamitic. So that means these two peoples, right, were not like counterfeit Christianity and the times of the Gentiles like to try to, like, deceive us or falsely teach us like these people were separate. You know, the Hamites were just in the continent of Africa and then go beyond the border, then cross the Red Sea and, you know, then go nowhere else. Otherwise, how do we have Hindus Kush way over there? But anyway, that point right there, Genesis chapter 2. So in Genesis chapter 2, Adam was formed or reformed, or literally he was squeezed, right? But when the woman, when she was, you could say, brought forward from the genetics, or, quote, the rib, right, the side component, right, of the XY, you know, XY, the side component, that's how the Hebrew brings it out, but the translator says rib, right, and the woman was brought forward. It, the language for the woman is bana, bana, bana. We have bana, which means to build. Also, bana is related to bina, bina, which is overstanding, or one would say like understanding, right? Then also to the word bane, bane, not the word for son, ben, but bane in the sense of to discern between this and that. But she was built. So often we say, well, the man in the formation, as one would say, quote, unquote, strong quotes on this, the creation, because it doesn't say that man was created there, he was formed. There are different processes. Right? Creation was already in the beginning. But here at this point, man was formed. He was squeezed together and the woman was built. When the man called Adam, and it's interesting in the Hebrew, Adam, when he looks upon the woman, he calls her Isha. He doesn't call her by his proverbial mother's name, Adama, which is that reddish brown ground. He doesn't call her Adama, but he calls her Isha. Because she came from Ish. So Ish is a terminology in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew perspective, that's used with the higher man. As you find in the Psalms where it says both low and high, the low is the B'nai Adam, is the sons of or the children of Adam, and the B'nai Ish is the higher. So it's interesting that Adam recognizes himself as Ish, and he calls his woman Isha. So thus we get the term Isha for woman, and according to the context, it may be translated as wife. But it's basically the word for woman, or in a sense, you could say higher woman compared with Ish, Ish, Isha from the Ish. So even we look at the English, we see she shall be called woman, 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 because she came from man. So we see at the root of woman is man, and you can kind of see that link with the Ish and the Isha. But how long is an Isha rendered, quote, tameh? The Hebrew word is tameh. Tameh can be translated with strong quotes as impure. More better, linking even the English understanding, contaminated. How long should she be contaminated? Let's note this here for the record, because we're living in a world which is confused, Babylon world. This is not only for the woman, but here in this 27th sabbatical study with the law of the matriarch, is focusing on the law of the motherhood, mothership. So how long is she tameh? After the birth of a child. So this is, as we said, in regard to the holy place. In other words, when a man is also tameh, he cannot enter into the holy place. So this is the context. But also is speaking to the hygienic aspects and the healing and recovery aspects of the woman. So how long? Right? 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl child. Right? So we have Leviticus chapter 12, verse 2. And verse 5. And this period of time, or this is called the tumat yoledet. In other words, the impurity or the contamination of the birth process. So that one misunderstands the context here. I know contaminated is a strong word and everything. But ones know that in this sensitive process of birth, right, a lot of things can go wrong if one doesn't take the hygienic aspects into consideration. Here in HaTorah, we have direction instructions for that. Ones might ask, well, how come it's longer for a girl than a boy? Very interesting studies we have read and came across and found out that it actually was put to the test that when women, generally speaking, have girl children, it seems to take more out of them to recover, you know, more or less to their previous birth state, and less time for male children on average. Of course, there may be exceptions to the rules, but this has found out to be more or less of a rule, even by scientific investigation. So this now makes us now look at HaTorah and say, no, it was not sexist. Is that Jah cares about the daughters as much and maybe in some cases more, right, than the sun's. Anyway, second question, what additional time? And one might think I'm caping to the woman. No, I could actually prove it, and you can then reason on that. The second question, what additional time, Iowa, is required for a woman, a Isha, to, quote, recover from after or from the birth? 33 days for a male child, a man child, right? And 66 days for a woman child or a girl child. Leviticus chapter 12, verses 4 to 5. Now, this is called, Hebraically, this is called the blood of her purifying, or the Demei Tahara. Demei Tahara, the blood or the bloods, right, of purification, the purifying of the blood, the purifying of the blood. Third question, what restrictions were placed on the new mother during her recovery period? What restrictions? So we can put this clean and unclean, especially in this context here, into its proper context. She was forbidden to enter the tabernacle, or the courtyard, which is a tabernacle, tabernacle courts, right, or to touch the holy things, which usually would have been in the tabernacle courts. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 4. These were the restrictions. So this is the context of the tamei, or the unclean, or the impure sense, Hebraically. The fourth question is, after the, quote, period of her impurity, end quote, or period of her recovery was over, what was required of the new mother, the new ima, or ima, inat? She must bring a yearling lamb, a lamb about a year old, for a ola, right? Ola, burnt offering, consumption offering. Some might call it the holocaust, the offering that was fully burnt. And a pigeon or turtle dove for a chat'at, called a sin offering. But the word sin in the Hebrew, in the Amharic, in the Ge'ez, in Afro-Semitic languages, chat'at, come from chat'a. Chat'a is like to miss the mark, right? So a pigeon or a turtle dove for a chat'a, so HaKohen, the priest, can make kapara. Now, kapara is often called atonement in the translation, but literally the kapara is a covering for her. So in another way of looking at this, it's almost like insurance in a sense, covering, you know, but it's called in the translation atonement. Now, if the new mother, the new imma, right, or ima, right, if she cannot afford a lamb, she can offer a bird in its place, a bird, according to Leviticus chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. So here we're studying this not to, this is what we do today, right? We're in the Brit Kadasha, but the pattern, very significant, the pattern, right? Learn to read it according to the sign language, the pattern, right? Pattern recognition. Here we have the fifth question. How old must a Hebrew or Israelite boy, a Yehudi boy, be when he is circumcised? 8 days old, Leviticus 12 and 3. Now, let's put a note here. We need to have a discussion on true circumcision, right? The ancient form of circumcision vis-a-vis this modern-day circumcision where skin and flesh is cut off, and which sometimes can be, depends on who does what and how it's done. There's this modern way where they cut off the skin, right, instead of splitting the cord. Right, but we'll deal with that right there because that's important there, but that's not the subject matter here, right? So what is true circumcision, right? True circumcision. And we can learn about it even from the metaphysical circumcision, the circumcision of the heart. We'll get to that as we move forward. Jah willing. Sixth question, what is tzara'at? Tzara'at, Hebraically, is a spiritual condition that rendered people or things impure or unclean. This is according to the principle here, right? A person so afflicted is called mitzora. Now, in the translations, this tzara'at is called leprosy, right? And the mitzora, which is the next Torah reading and feeding, which is usually part of the double portion, but here in a leap, a lunar leap year, it is singular. is singular here. So we have this week, and then coming forward, the next Shavuot, Jah willing, we have Mitzora. Mitzora, which is translated as leper, Mobeda, when we really study, it will be one who is skin disease. Who is able, question 7, who is able to diagnose? Diagnosis, gnosis, knowledge, science, dia. Dia is 2, like a cross, 2, right? Diagnosis, emphasis on gnosis, cognosis, gnostic, in the Greek sense of the New Testament would be knowledge, but it also applies to science. So here we also have some ancient Hebrew science, if you would study it in the context. Who is able to diagnose Tzara'at? Tzara'at. Only a Kohen, only a priest could diagnose and decide whether the condition was present. In other words, to diagnose and also to give a prognosis of the condition. What we're reading here according to translations. 8th question. What are 2 sure signs of Tzara'at in a person? Now, let's remember that when you're reading the KJV, it's called leprosy, but that is not quite accurate when we look at the science of it, but it is just a point of reference. So, 8th question, what are 2 sure signs of Tzara'at, skin disease, in that sense, in a person? If the plague, and it's interesting, the plague is called a nega, almost like nega, like we say, instead of saying niger, we say nega. Well, that's similar to how the Hebrew word for plague is. Interesting. If the plague, if the nega appeared deeper than the skin of the flesh, and if there were white hairs in the plague, according to Leviticus 13:3. So what were 2 sure signs of Tzara'at? If the nega, the plague, appeared deeper than the skin of the flesh, and secondarily, if there were white hairs in the plague, Leviticus chapter 13, verse 3. 9th question, what happened to a person that was diagnosed with Tzara'at? What happened? He, or in those cases she, but he was forced to live in a state of exile, to tear his clothes like a mourner, and to shroud his face, descending to the upper lip, and to remain alone. If anyone came near to this one, he was required to warn them by crying out, unclean, unclean, stay away. Question 10. According to the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, the Memharan, called rabbis, according to the scholars of Torah, Tzara'at was caused primarily by evil speech. Again, according to some of the ancient teachings, Tzara'at, what is called leprosy or skin disease, was caused primarily by evil speech. We could say evil word sound power, evil speech. And this evil speech in the Hebrew is called Lashon. Lashon means the tongue, literally. Lashon, ha. Ha is a definite article, the, and ra. So it's called Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Sound like Lashon Hara, like horror of the tongue. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Why did they come to this particular conclusion that Tzara'at was caused primarily by Lashon Hara, by the evil tongue or the horror of the tongue, by evil speech, Lashon Hara. How did they come to this? Because of Miriam, the Achot, the sister, the Hit of Aharon, of Aaron and Moshe. Because Miriam was afflicted with Tzara'at right after she spoke Ra. After she spoke ra, after she spoke all that ra about Moshe and Moshe's Ethiopian, his Cushite, his Ethiopian wife, his Ethiopian Isha. According to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. So this is an interesting reasoning point right here, that according to the ancient scholars of the Torah and the Scripture, they saw that Tzara'at, which is called leprosy or skin disease, was primarily caused by evil speech, evil word, sound, and power called Lashon Hara, or in this sense, Lashon Hara, horrible tongue. And they came to this conclusion because of Miriam, how Miriam, the sister of Moshe and Aharon of Aaron, one of the three that Jehovah says he sent, the Trinity sent three to bring his people out through the prophet, and he mentions Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. But she, at this present time, because of what she spoke, the Rara that she spoke concerning Moshe and concerning Moshe's Ethiopians, his Cushite, right, Cushite in the Hebrew, Cushite, Cushitic, Isha, she got that. 11th question, who was the first to speak who first spoke Lashon Hara? Who first spoke Lashon Hara? Who first had the Lashon Hara, right, the horrible tongue? It was the Nahash. It was Ha-Nahash. It was the Nahash. It was the serpent. Nahash in the Hebrew, we have in the Royal Amharic, the Ibab, the Nahash or the Ibab. We like to say the Ibab of Babylon, right? Here we have the Nahash in the orchard or the garden or the Gan or the Genet, Gana, in the Gan, the orchard, who had tempted the Isha, right? This is before she was called Chawa, who had tempted Eve by slandering Yahuwah Elohim. I mean, the slander was so great, right, that it begins off from how the Nahash asked the question. The Nahash asked the question saying, "Hath Elohim said?" Not even referring to his name, right, as we have in the previous chapter, you know, when you're reading chapter 3 and we see the whole temptation thing and the tree and everything like that, when the Nahash, the serpent, said, "Hath Elohim said?" A good response to that is, "Elohim who?" Because he didn't say Yahuwah Elohim. He didn't say Jehovah Elohim. So that Lashon Hara, you know, it's like, you know, it started from as soon as he began to speak, but even more on that. So he is the first one who spoke with the evil tongue or the tongue of evil, right? And we say evil, it doesn't mean the spooky thing people call evil, that which is hurtful, that which is ill, that which is unkind, that which is bad, right? You say that which is off, right? The 12th question here, just for these 12 questions for Ki Tazria. Can you list, right? Can you and I list some cases of Zara'at, what is called leprosy, in the Bible, that's mentioned in the Bible? Well, we have Miriam, right, firstly. We have Naaman, right, and Gehazi. We have Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 5, right? We have King Naaman and Gehazi, 2 Kings chapter 5, we have Miriam in Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. We have King Uzziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. We have the Metzorah, the leper, that was healed by Ha'adon, Yeshua, right, by the master, the boss, Yeshua, right, in Matthäus, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. And we have 10, right, lepers, right, healed by Adonenu Robenu Yeshua in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19. Now, here, Chabarim, we got like 48 minutes here for the first 2 hours that's podcasted on the Blog Talk live stream. Also, hopefully the live stream is working well on Rastafari Jews as well as Rastafari students, and also, if possible, I think on the Facebook, Ethiopian World. Yes, Ethiopian World Net. Just a couple of reasoning points right here that we can pick up on more. Right, those are the questions there, the basic questions, 12 basic questions. I know ones and ones might want to zoom in on certain areas, so seeking to create the ways and means so that we can go into a little more, as His Majesty says, you know, you all are familiar with the Ten Commandments, right? You may elaborate on them, so we can elaborate, right? Come, make with reason, as the Ras, the head, Taman, the head to be faithful, Ras, Taman. Taman means faithful and trust in the Amharic, so Ras, Taman, we can say that. Though Rasta doesn't have a direct, it's breaking down the name inadvertently to say Rastafari, just Rastaman, you know, or Ras, yes, I, Tafari. Here we have discussion topics, some reasoning topics, just touch on one or two of them, just to get some of the basics. Blood, let's touch on blood, this whole thing about blood, right, blood. Blood is regarded as, quote, holy, end quote, because it is the carrier, the, quote, carrier, end quote, of life. As it says, and it reads, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, blood in the Hebrew is enunciated as dam, almost like dam, like we say damn, right? Dam, right? In the Amharic as dem, dem. So we say dem in the Amharic for blood in the Hebrew, dam, dam. All right, it's like different dialects, East Coast, West Coast, North, South. But blood outside of the body, when blood is outside of the body, it is symbolic of death, therefore bloodshed. All right, another way in the Hebrew scriptures and the translation, especially like into the Amharic, it brings out almost the same sense. Like when it says bloody men, it's almost to say menstruating men. Right, menstruating men, bloody men are considered menstruating. The woman is a part of the cycle so set. But the men who are bloodthirsty men, you know what I mean? That's different. That's rah-rah, right? But blood, when the blood is outside of the body, this is a word pick, a symbol, an allegory, in a sense, to say of death. So when blood is in the body, that life. When it's outside the body, death. Sacrificed blood is applied to the altar to make atonement, according to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. I hear some folks, I don't know if they're trying to be funny, you know, that's just how they be. You know, they say, oh, is there blood sacrifices? Is there blood sacrifices in the Bible? For you Hebrews, are there blood sacrifices? No, there's not blood sacrifices. What are you talking about? There's sacrifices and there's blood. It's not blood sacrifices, right? Sacrifice blood. Right, from the sacrifice, the blood is applied, right, to the altar to make atonement, right, and then the remainder is poured at the bottom of the altar, right? It's not imbibed, it's not like the other nations that did other things, not for the Hebrews and the children of Israel in covenant. So here we get Jah regulating a lot of the traditional and historical and customary practices that the children of Israel were used to, even in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt, and in other places. He's regulating it because of what occurred with the molten calf. They had come into covenant. And so soon after they had come into covenant, while Moshe was up in the mountain, they got bummy. And they went to Aharon, Aaron, and his whole calf thing. They kind of went back, like the dog returning to his vomit, and the pig, after she's washed, she want to wallow in the mud. The dog, he returned to his vomit. The pig, she returned to wallowing in the mud. I said the he and the she, so you recognize that's how the parable comes out in the Hebrew. But here, just to continue here, because it is connected, the blood is connected with life and death. So the blood is both connected with life and death, the duality of blood. Various Hebraic, we could say, taboos or restrictions are associated with it. Blood cannot be consumed. Blood is a potential source of ritual impurity, especially when blood is outside of the body or if there's any bleeding that just continues to bleed and bleed and bleed. Anybody that keeps bleeding, you know that eventually they're going to, it's about pressure, put pressure on the wound. Now, woman, the Hebrew woman, order became ritually impure because of its presence and so on. So did men at war. We could not enter into the camp, much less enter into the holy place, right? And in other cases of issues, of other issues, we're going to touch on issues. Issue. Issue actually means some liquid that proceeds from some place, right? The second reasoning topic, that's the first one right here. Let's discuss more on this about blood. What's our reasonments about blood? All right. Secondarily here, as a second reasoning, the Torah, it makes clear, the direction instruction makes clear that the realm of the holy, right, or the Kadash, in fact, we have to kind of backtrack from the previous, notes. We didn't have enough time, right, in the after the Sabbath and the first day Sunday service to get into all of the details on the root word, the Hebrew word for holy. But here, just to bring this out, the realm of the holy must be separate from the realm of the unclean. As Leviticus 10:10 wins, 10:10, Leviticus 10:10, it says, you are to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. You are to distinguish, to discern, and even to discriminate in that sense, to have discrimination, discernment. But how are we to make sense of the realm of uncleanness and cleanness, or in the Hebrew, the realm of Tuma and the realm of Tahora? How are we to make sense of this? In particular, the various Torot is directions, instructions, in HaTorah, in the direction, instruction, the various Torot concerning, for example, there's a Torah of childbirth, right? There's a Torah, say, of menstruation. There's a Torah of Sara'at, of skin disease. So the various Torot in HaTorah concerning childbirth, for example, concerning emissions. Emissions are called, you know, Zav. Emissions. You know, for example, this is a question I have. If somebody has like a real bad running nose, a priest, could he serve since he has an issue coming from his nose? Could he serve? According to the Torah, he could not. So I said, wow. I said, so this is not sexist. This is hygienic. So emissions from a woman, emissions from a man. Nidut, right? Nidut, which is strictly more concerning the woman. That's called menstruation, or in the translation, her flowers. Sara'at, called leprosy or skin disease. These nowadays, right, they seem in the world today, in the world flesh, in the seclorum today, they seem to be irrelevant in our lives and liberty, by and large. I say we just in the world, not of the world, right? And yet, quote, in 2 Timothy, Rabbi Saul, Rav Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, Apostle Paulos, he says to his disciple, his Talmid, Timoteos, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he says, all scripture is inspired by Elohim, the power, the source, and profitable and beneficial and profitable for teaching. For teaching, yes, Rastafari. So here, just a pause right here to some of the subject matters here in this Torah reading and feeding. Not saying that we're going to cover it all this time, but at least for the brothers and sisters, give us opportunity to discuss the Torah reading and feeding and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, Rastafari.
For this double course.
Well, you are. You don't test.
Most dangerous diseases. I'm talking like
diabetes. The other one is the poliomyelitis. Arthritis and the one diabetes. You see, cause every day that's a turn the Bible pages. From Proverbs forward to Genesis. From Revelation to Ecclesiastes. But let me tell you, say me wisdom increases. And the lust of the world it decreases. While every day man a build explosives. The corruption of the world it exposes. Mind jolly cure with diseases. Hey, mind jolly cure with diseases. I said the most dangerous diseases.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Wicked as a crumble, Babby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them.
For this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course. And here, Habarim, is the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Taha Mitzorah, here picking up with verse 21, for the Shalishi.
And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waived to make an atonement for him, and one-tenth deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil, a log of oil, a log of oil, a log of oil,
a log of oil. Wi'i madalahu, wi'en yado, masageta, wi'lakach, kevetz echad, asham, lita nufa, likapera, Alayo, we i saron soleta ehad ba lula ba shemen li minaha we loga shemen. And if he be poor, if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering, a guilt offering, an asham offering to be waived, to make an kaper, an atonement for him, and one-tenth deal of fine flour mingled with shemen, with oil for a minka, a meal offering, and a log of oil, of shemen, and two turtle doves, and two young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a chataat, sin offering, and the other a ola. And he shall bring them on the eighth day, Yom HaShemini, for his cleansing, to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, to the Patach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, and HaKohen, and the priest shall take the lamb of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and the log of oil, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall wave them for a wave offering, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. And he shall kill the lamb of the asham, the guilt offering, the trespass offering, and HaKohen shall take some of Hadam, the blood of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pour of HaShemen, the oil, into the palm of his own left hand. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall sprinkle with his right finger some of HaShemen, the oil, that is, in his left hand seven times, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall put of the Shemen, the oil, that is, in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood, Hadam, of the Asham, the trespass, the guilt offering. And the rest of HaShemen that is in HaKohen's hand, he shall put upon the Rosh, the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an kaper, an atonement for him, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get. The one for a chata'at, a sin, a akri, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, a burnt, a holocaust offering, with the mincha, the meal offering. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make an kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed, lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. This is the Torah, the Torah, the law, direction, instruction of him, in whom is the Nega'ah, the Nega'ah Sara'at, the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing,
his
cleansing,
his cleansing,
his cleansing,
his cleansing,
his cleansing, his cleansing, cleansing. For this double course, sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this.
Well, each and every day, I got to keep on moving. So, Jah, give me oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me liquor oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me liquor oil in my lamp. Keep it burning, Jah give me look at my lamp, keep it burning, Jah give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. It's Jah and only Jah who I man is praying. So all conscious people, I hope you are listening, not just listening with your ears but with your mind meditating, and vibing to the words that Pato Bansan is preaching. A foolish man will tell you culture lyrics is boring. I will leave the punk with speechless when I ask him, we are dealing like salt in a water, his brain will be dissolving, smoke will come out of him ears like on old rundown engine, like a man struck by lightning. He'll wonder, what is him? I'll cramp and paralyze him, and then I will leave him. In a matter if him yellow, black, white, brown, pink, or green skin, whoever fight against Jah surely deserves a beating. So give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Jah give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Well, the devil is a crook, don't be his next victim. He'll break into your brain and check what you're thinking. If you're dreaming of gold, then gold you'll be wearing. If you're wishing for money, then money you'll be spending. If you're hoping for fun, then fun you'll be having. But remember, all good things must come to an ending. Adam and Eve in the garden, it came to a sinning. Love between Cain and Abel, it came to a killing. Many good times I've had to come to an ending. But let me carry on with what I was saying. Every time that you sin, the devil is laughing. Every wrong move you make brings you nearer towards him. You've got your chance while you are still living to choose a life of goodness or a life full of sinning. So when Satan says, come to the fiery dungeon, it's only a wicked man's soul that boy will be taking. Just give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Jah give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me look at my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me look at my lamp,
keep it burning. Now all careless children, I hope you are listening. Not just listening with your ears, but with your mind concentrating. Me well serious, I hope you don't think I'm joking. If you listen truth and right, and a study, diverse action. Give thanks and praise in the night, also first thing a morning. Try fit squeezing couple chapter of your Bible every evening. Watch what you do, also mind what you're saying. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Jah is watching. That's why me say, do good and good will follow you, yeah. Just give me a little oil on my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me a little oil on my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me a little oil on my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me a little oil on my lamp, keep it burning. Burning, burning, burning.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lion. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long, all the day long, all the day long. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line.
Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV, from Sefer Tehillim, Psalm 35. Mizmor Lamed Hey, prayer under persecution. Le Dawid of David. This psalm should be compared with VII, Psalm 7, and XXII, Psalm 22. This psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachi Zedek, we have Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm 35, which should be compared with Psalm 7 and Psalm 22. It is a cry of distress from Dawid, David, Le Dawid, Le David, when he was being hunted by Shaul, by Saul. Now, resemblances have been noted with the language of the book of Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, in which the prophet also cries out in his affliction. Like circumstances may well account for the similarity, or the prophet may have been acquainted with the Mizmor, even today's Mizmor, Mizmor Lamed He, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, and used its phraseology. So today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed He, Psalm 35, Psalm XXXV, from the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, prayer under persecution. The opening 10 verses is the appeal for help. Le Dawid, superscription of David, implication of Psalm, Mizmor Le Dawid. Le Dawid, Riva Yahuwah Eta Yerivai, Leham Eta Lochemai, plead. Plead, O Yahuwah, plead, O Yahweh, Riva Yahuwah, plead my cause, O he who be, we be, with them that plead, strive with I. Riva Yahuwah, Eta Yerevai, strive, O Yahweh, O he who be, we be, Adonai, with them that strive against I. Leham Eta Lochmai, fight. Leham, fight against them that fight against I. Leham et lochemai. First verse right here, plead or strive. Riva, riba, riba, riva, riba Yahuwah, riba Yahuwah, riba. Plead, O Yahweh, strive, plead. O Hashem, with them that plead against I, Riba Yahuwah Eta Yerevai. The phrase, it suggests a suit in a court of law, where the defendant calls upon an advocate to defend him against his accusers. Underlying the struggle between Saul and Dawid and David was and is, will be, a moral issue. The wanton persecution of the innocent man. If Ha'el Elohim, the true God, were to decide it, the outcome of the campaign would soon be made evident. Thus, this first verse right here in the opening appeal for help. Le Dawid, Riba Yahuwah Eta Yerebai, Leham Eta Lochemai. Aleph verse. The Beit verse, Ha Chazek Magain Wifina Wikuma Be'ezrati. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Take hold. Take hold. Ha Chazek. Ha Chazek Magain Wifina. He Chazek, take hold. He Chazek a Magain. Magain of shield. Of shield with Sina. With Sina. Take hold of shield and buckler. Ha Chazek a Magain with Sina. With Kuma be Ezrati. With Kuma be Ezrati. And rise up with Kuma, with Kuma, with Kuma, with Kuma, with and Kuma. Rise, be Ezrati, for my help. And rise up and stand up, and stand up, get up, stand up, rise up. With Kuma, be Ezrati. The shield and buckler, the Magain with Sina. The Magain and the Sina. Magain with Sina. More on this can be found in Psalm 5, roughly around verse 13. Since his accusers have resorted to violence, he invokes Ha-Elohim. He invokes Jah as his champion in the fight. In the scriptures, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, is named a man of war. We have this in the Exodus Psalm. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. But only, he is only a man of war to help the weak against the ruthless strong. Thus we have this verse here, the second verse, the bait verse. Ha Chazek Amagain with Sina. Take hold. Ha Chazek Amagain of shield with Sina. The Magain, the shield and the buckler. Wikuma and rise up, stand up, be Ezrati, and stand up for Ezrati, in my help, for my help, in my help, and stand up and rise up in my defense, be Ezrati, or for help, be Ezrati. The Gimel verse, the third verse, Wiharek achenit usgora likraat rodfai. Amor li nafshi yishuatech ani. Amor li nafshi yishuatech ani. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute and falsely prosecute I. Say to my soul, Amor li nafshi. Say to my soul, Amor li nafshi. I. Thy salvation, I, Yeshuatech, Ani. Say to my soul, thy salvation, I am thy salvation. Draw out, we harek, draw out also the spear and the battle axe against them that pursue me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Draw out with harek chanit. Draw out the spear with harek chanit. The verb is used of drawing a sword from the scabbard. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9. Similarly, the chanit was kept in a holder, from which it was taken when required, in the sense of drawing out a weapon from the holster. So what he says right here, we're harek achenit, draw out also the spear. Usugor. Now, it's interesting here because in the Sefer Tehillim, coming from the Hebrew, more Hebrew direct translation, we have the Hebrew there as a witness, we have battle axe. In the KJV, it says, draw out also the spear. That's the first phrase. Then after the comma, it says, and stop. Then you see, italicize the way, out of italics, against them that persecute me. So the real words there is, and stop against them that persecute me. Draw out also the spear. And stop. And stop against them that persecute and falsely prosecute, or against them that pursue. Bringing it out even more, against them that pursue I. Usgor, 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 Likraata Rodafai, Rodafai, the ones that pursue I. Now, the Hebrew may be the imperative of a verb, in other words, the sense of close up, what we have in the KJV, and stop, they add in the italicized words, the way, the sense of it, to stop, because the Hebrew may be the imperative, the command word as we have, usagor, usagor, u, and, sagor, sagor, usagor, stop, close up. Hence, the authorized version, like the KJV says, stop, stop the way. Some as Rashi and Ibn Ezra agree with that. Kimchi or Kimchi, he suggested that it was a noun. So others look at this word and see u and sigor, the sigor as actually being a noun and not the imperative of the verb, the commandment to stop, but actually a noun, something that stops something. And therefore, Kimchi and others suggest that it's a noun signifying an implement of war. And this view is now actually what is generally accepted. It was a view that wasn't so much generally accepted, but as one studied, they got to recognize that, yes, we can look at this as a imperative, a command, stop, draw out. Even when you say draw out, in the sense of draw out, it's a command. So, we're harek chenit, u segor, likraat, likraat, against them, or to meet them, likraat, likraat arodafai, likraat arodafai, to meet them, against them, to meet those, arodafai, I and I pursuers. Say to my soul, this is the key phrase here in the third verse, Amor linafshi, Amor, to say, the command, say to my soul, say to her, say to my suke, my nefesh, here, linafshi, Amor linafshi, say to my soul, Amor linafshi, Yeshuatech, Ani, Yeshuatech, Ani. And this right here is the language of he speaking to she, speaking to my soul, I psyche, I suke, saying to the soul, because the soul without instruction in Yahweh, truth and life, is headed for self-destruction. So saying to the soul, I am he who be, who he be. Be, she, I and I suke, I and I soul, salvation, Amor linavshi, Yeshuatech, Ani. Give me the heartening, right, the heartening, to keep it heartical, that message, the message of salvation, that thou, that the I, he who be, who he be, will help me, will help her, help my soul, my psyche, to victory. And victory and salvation, Hebraically, is one and the same sense. So salvation is victory. Victory is salvation, Hebraically speaking. So here, this can also be interpreted as say to my soul, Amor linafshi, Yeshuatech, Ani, Yeshuatech, your victory. Thanks to the soul, the psyche, your victory. Ani, Ani, I be. So this psalm, to he who be, we be my advocate, and also advocate for my soul. The victory, the salvation, the victory, even the victory of good over evil. So we have these three verses here in the appeal for help. Now, as we move this forward to the first section, which is the first 10 verses, but just getting a groundation even with the first three verses, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Once again, bringing out the emphasis here of the soul. Right? What does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his own soul? The emphasis of the soul and the defense of the soul. Plead my cause. Strive with those who strive against I. Fight against those who fight against I. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up. Rise up for mine help, and in my help draw out also the spear and the battle axe to stop the way of those who pursue and falsely prosecute. I say to my soul, my psyche, Yeshuatech, Ani, the I, salvation, I, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Ye boshu, we ye kalmu, me bakashe nafshi, ye sogu achora, we yachiprua choshve ra'ati. Those who seek my ra'ati, my hurt, those who seek evil upon I, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion sense of this. Ye boshu, then be abashed, abase, abashed. Ye boshu, we ye kalmu, and brought to confusion. Mevakeshe, nafshi, those who seek, nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Yisogu ahor, yisogu ahor. Now here we have that very same, the battle axe to stop the way right there, where it says right here, let them be turned back, let them be turned backward. Yisogu, them being turned ahor, ahor, backward. Where yachipru choshve ra'ati, where yachipru choshve ra'ati. Let them be turned back and be abashed, and then abased, brought to confusion, right? That devise, that seek after and devising my hurt. Let them be ashamed, yea, boshu, in the complete triumph which Elohim, the true good, the true God, will have secured for the persecuted and the falsely prosecuted. He uses stern and relentless language, very cut, court, and direct language, and straightforward and upright language, but it's not animated by a personal vindictive spirit. This is the key. Right? May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be humbly acceptable, acceptable in he who be who he be sight. So although the language, it may be considered stern, may be considered relentless, it's not animated by a personally vindictive spirit, as is clear, as can become clear even in verses 12 to 14 and in verse 19. It is the triumph of righteousness and that vindication of the good over the evil, which he and I and I and we, which we desire to see consummated and to see fulfilled. So therefore, the firmness of the word, sound, and power. The fifth verse now continues to ride up in the opening appeal for help. Let them, make them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Yihyu k'mot alifnei ruach, u'malaki hawa dochei. Make them be as a chaff. If you kamot as a chaff, as a mot, kamot, if you let them become kamot as a chaff, lifnei ruach, before ruach, before the wind, before the spirit, the ruach, in this sense, the ruach is the wind, lifnei ruach, u'malaki hawa dochei. The angel, the malaka'u, and malaki Yehovah, and the angel of Yehovah, of Jehovah, thrusting them, dohei, thrusting them, or in the authorized, in the KJV, it has chase them, as chaff. This here we have in Psalm, the first Psalm, and about verse 4, the first psalm, the very first psalm, as a chaff, right, before the wind, before the word, sound, power, a graphic picture of the complete routing, the routing of the enemy, of the hater of she, of the nafshi, of I and I soul. Let their way be dark and slippery. The angel of he who be, we be pursuing them, hot on their pursuit. Yehi darkam choshek wa halak lakot u'a malaki hawa rodafam. Now he's chasing them. Now he's going to pursue them. The malaki hawa, the angel Jehovah is going to pursue them. And let their way be dark and slippery. And the angel now things turned around in them. So we have the image of the dark and slippery. Let their way be dark and slippery. The way this false astray and evil way, let that be what's dark and slippery to them. But now the consequences, right, the consequences of their evil action is being turned around in them right here. Even these verses bring forward the word sound of the Malaki Hawa, the angel of Jehovah, right, that angel, the message, the messenger, even this message of salvation. Yehi darkam choshek. Yehi, and let it be, darkam, their derek, their way, choshek, the choshek, disilluminated, wa chelak lakot, the chelak lakot, and make it chalakalakot, make it slippery for them. Hosheka wa chalakalakot, dark, disilluminated, no light, and slippery. Ironically speaking, it's like the black ice. Ooh, amalaki hoa rodefam, and the angel of Jah, Jehovah, pursuing them. The tables are turned. See, in Jeremiah chapter 23 and 12, we have this phraseology, which is a language similar to even Jeremiah, dark and slippery. In that panic to escape, they will abandon the roads and paths and flee down slippery slopes, slide in the way, the slippery slope of the hills, dark and disilluminated by the overhanging trees. This is one of the kind of word picks that we get from this word sound power right here. Moving on to verse 7. For without cause, why is such stern and strong language being used in today's daily psalm, the Lamed Hey, the 35th psalm? For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Ki chinam. Ki chinam, for without cause, for no reason, no cause. Ki chinam, tamnuli shachata rishtam chinam, chaflu li nafshi. For without cause, ki chinam, have they hid for me the pit? They hid for I the pit, even their net. Without cause, chinam, without cause, have they digged for my soul. The key word here, chinam, without cause, chinam. Robeinu says, not be angry against your brother without cause. Some people say, if you have cause, I say, listen to Robeinu, not to them. Let's understand this in the context, a repeated phrase that explains the state of his mind. And also the content of his prayer, an I prayer. It's not malice, but it's righteous indignation is his motive. It was without cause. You know, did you do them something? It's just their evil, bad mind. It's without cause. So thus, it is only righteous to have such righteous indignation. He's given us the reason. This is the reason. For without cause have they hid for me the pit, even their net. Without cause have they digged for my soul. For my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares. And let his net that he hath hid catch himself. With destruction let them fall therein. So he said, let them get the consequences of their own action. Of their own action, that which they were seeking to do to my soul, let the consequences fall upon them. That is only right and just. Even HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, speaks of saying, make destruction come upon him at unawares. Here in verse 8, Tivoehu, Shoah, Lo Yeda'a, Werishto Asher Aman, Tialikado, Bishoah. Yipal ba, that they have hid, let them fall, let that destruction, with destruction, bishoa, yipal ba, with destruction, let him fall therein, with destruction, into that very destruction, the same destruction, let destruction come upon him at unawares. He's not calling now just some destruction just to destroy someone he don't like. No, he's saying that this is what they have designed, this is what they have hidden, this is what they are digging for my soul. Let them eat of it. Let it be for them, Jah. That is only righteous, Jah. And Jah words say, yay, and I. The saints say, yay, and amen. It's not motivated by vindictiveness, but by righteousness. Into that very destruction, let him fall. Remember, without cause, the pit, remember the pit, even their net? The pit, even their net is, without cause, have they hid for me the net that I should be caught therein, their traps. And they have digged the pit for my soul. See, if you only know what or where the soul is, if you and I recognize, what does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his very soul? For my soul they have, against my soul they have done this, that I should fall into. This is undoubtedly the sense of the verse, right? That's why it says, upon him. See, the singular may point, some say, because the circumstances of the song to the chief enemy, Shaul, Saul, more probably to his opponents collectively, all of them as one man, as one man. Verse 9, kicking it off, and my soul, by such righteous judgment. In verse 9 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 35 and 9, it says, and my soul shall be joyful in Hashem, joyful in Jehovah. And it, she, in other words, shall rejoice in his salvation. She shall rejoice. It says it here, but the context of it, all right? With nafshi, tagil, bayhoa, tasisa, biyashuato, biyashuato, in his Yeshua, in his victory, in his salvation. And she shall rejoice in his salvation. Be shuato, shua, Yeshua, Yeshua, be shuato, in his victory, in his salvation. And my soul shall be joyful. With nafshi, tagil bayhoa, tasis, and rejoice, tasis, tasisa, be shuato. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee I, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. This verse here, verse 10. Call atzmotai, tomar na yahua mi kamoka, matzil oni yamei chazaka mimenu, we oni we evyon mi yagozlo. A beautiful verse right here. All my bones shall say, call atzmotai, call all atzmotai, all my bones, tomar na Yahuwah mi kamoka. Who is like to the eye, O he who be who he be? Matil ani mechazaka mimenu, who delivereth the poor from him that is too strong. That is too strong for him. We ani we evyon mi yagozlo. Yea, the poor and the needy. We ani we evyon. We evyon. We ani we evyon. The ani and the evyon. We ani we evyon mi gozlo. Mi gozlo. Mi gozlo from him that spoileth him. My soul shall be joyful. Have no need to doubt to whom he and I, we is indebted for that escape. All my bones, in addition to the moral satisfaction, which is soul, the nefesh, will and does enjoy that victory of good over evil, there will be a grateful sense of relief throughout his bodily frame, that health, you know, the connection, the psycho-spiritual, the psycho-fi-cycle connection. The poor, the afflicted, the poor and needy. These are the terms that are often linked together because justice was and is commonly perverted and twisted through bribes as given to judges and different ones who are supposed to be in the business of justice and rulers by those rich. They say the best justice in Babylon is the one that money buys. So that's the words here, first 10 verses in the appeal for help. The appeal for help, for help, for help, for help, for help, for help.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Lack of our
eyes.
Hey, bit of information for you, motherfuckers.
I trample on my enemies until them die, die, die. I shoot on a fucker's
Mizmor, Mizmor, Lamed, Hey, Mizmor, Lamed, Hey, Lishtawi. Rivah Yahuwah Eta Yirvai. Laham Eta Lochmai. Ha they come again with Sina. Ukuma the Ezrat. We Hareka Chinita Usgor Likrata Rofai. A more Nashi Yishu Atek Ani Yevoshu. We Ikalmu Mevakshenashi. Yisgo Achora. We Yahpuru Achoshre Raat. Yihyu Kmotza Lifne Ruach. O Malak Yahua Dohe, Yehi Adarkam O Hosheka Wa Halak Lakota, O Malaki Yahua Rotfam, Ki Yachinam Amnuli Shachata Rishtam, Chinam Chafru Nash, Tovoehu Shoaha lo yeda'a We rishto asherat amana tilikdo Be shoaha yipola paha We nafshi tagil bayahua Tatisa bi yeshuato Kola atmotai Tomarna Yahuwa mi kamoka Matil ani me ahazeka mimenu Wa ani wa evyona Mi go zolo 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 Zolo
Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him.
Hear the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, Le Dawi, Rivah Yahua Eti Rivaya Lechama Eta Lochamai, a psalm. Mizmor Le David of David. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me, with them that strive with I. Fight against them that fight against I. Rivah Yahuwah Eta Yerivah. And hear the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Mizmor Lamed Hey, Psalm XXXV, Psalm 35, Le Dawi. Rivah Yahuwah Eti Rivaya Lechama Eta Lochamai, a psalm, Mizmor Le David of David. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me, with them that strive with I. Fight against them that fight against I. Rivah Yahuwah Eta Yerivai Lecham Eta Lochamai. David's prayer for himself is to be considered in the light of the verse found in Yeshayahu, Ishayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 51 and 21. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus sayest thy Elohim that pleadeth the call of his people. Had Israel been asked, if not drunk with wine, then with what? Israel might have replied, not with much wine, but with affliction. For they rose up against me, and I had no one except thee I to fight for I. Rivah Yahuwah Eta Yerivai Lecham Eta Lochamai. Scripture further says in Psalm 9, verse 13, for he that maketh inquisition for blood remembereth them. For he that maketh inquisition for blood remembereth them. The congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. If thou risest not up for me, for I have no one, none to rise up for I. And again, Yisrael said in Lamentation 3, verses 60 to 62, Yahuwah Jehovah, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou, the eye, hast seen my wrong. Judge thou, the eye, my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Jehovah. The lips of those that rise up against I. Therefore, thou didst rise up for me. Again, in another mizmor, in another psalm, another chant, another intonation, speaking for Yisrael, speaking for Israel, David prayed, give us help from trouble. Give I and I help, assistance from trouble. Psalm 60, verse 13, and Psalm 108, verse 13. And in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, in today's daily psalm, in mizmor, Lamed Hey, praying for himself, David said, Rivah Yahuwah et Yerivai Lecham et Lochemai. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Could a mortal servant venture to say such a thing to his master as plead my cause, O Jehovah, with mine enemies and go forth to fight beside me? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, occupy thyself with Torah, with just direction, instruction. Occupy thyself, David, with Torah, and I shall fight thy wars. Even as he had promised Moshe in Numbers 21 and 14, saying, Wherefore is it is said, wherefore it is said in the book, the wars of Jehovah. By that he meant, if you occupy yourselves with the book, I shall fight beside you. Hence Dawid, hence David, hence David could pray, Rivah Yahuwah et pi rivai lecham et lochamai. Plead my cause, O Jehovah, with them that strive against I. Fight against them that fight against I. Ha chizek amagain with sina, with uma de azrati. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise up to my help. Ha chizek amagain with sina, with uma de azrati. Take hold of shield and buckler. Ha chizek magain with sina, shield and buckler, magain with sina, and rise with kuma de azrati to my help. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Dawid, do I need a shield or a buckler? Do I need magain or sina? Thine enemies are like chaff before the wind. When I let the wind blow upon them, they fly. As Isaiah Yeshaya said, the voice saith, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? That all flesh is grass. The wind of Jehovah bloweth upon it. In Isaiah 40, verses 6 to 7. All the parts of my body say, Jehovah, who is like to thee? I call Atamotai. Tomarna Yahowa mi kamoka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu asked David, Dawid, what wilt thou do for me? David, what will the I do for I? And David answered, I shall praise thee with all the parts of my body, with Roshi, Rase, my head, when in prayer I bend Roshi, my head, Rase, and bow down, with the hair of Roshi, the hair of Rase, the hair of my head, when I fulfill the ordinance. In Leviticus 19:27, ye, y'all, shall not round the corners of your heads. And when I lay tefillin on Roshi, on Rase, on my head, with my neck, when I fulfill the precept of wearing fringes, with my eyes, when I fulfill the precept written in Numbers 15:39, it shall be to you for a fringe, that ye, that y'all may look upon it. With my mouth I speak thy praise, thy eyes, thy praise, as when in Psalm 145 and 21 it is written, my mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, of Jehovah. With my lips also I praise thee, the I, as when it is written in Psalm 119, 174, my lips utter praise. My lips utter Isis. With my beard, when I obey the ordinance written in Leviticus 19:27, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. With my tongue, when it is said, even in today's daily psalm, O Lishoni Tehige Tzidek Eka Kol Hayom Tehilateka. It is said in today's daily psalm, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness. O Lishoni Tehige Tzidek Eka. And my tongue, U Lishoni Tehige, shall speak, shall meditate, shall speak musingly in the low murmur of one entranced by a sweet thought, a sweet irony, shall meditate, shall iditate, and my tongue shall iditate. U Lishoni Tehige Either keka, and my tongue shall meditate, iditate of thy righteousness. Either keka. With my face, when I fall down on my face during prayer, as is said in Genesis 48:12, he fell down on his face to the earth. With my throat, as when it is said in Psalm 69:4, my throat is dried. With my heart, as when it is said in Psalm 118:11, thy word have I laid up in my heart. With my breath, when in reading the Shema I lay the fringes against the heart, in keeping with the precept written in Deuteronomy 6:6, these words that I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. With the back of my body and the front of my body, when I throw my prayer shawl about me, two of its corners behind me and two of its corners before me, with my right hand, when I write with it, or when I point out with it the sound reasoning in Torah, with my left hand, when I fasten the hand to fill it to it, or when I hold my fringes in it at the reading of the Shema, with my nose, when I smell spices and herbs and the Aishans, with it during the Bracha, the blessing said at the outgoing of Hashabbat, with my ears, when I listen with them to the sound reasoning, the healthy reasoning of HaTorah, with my nails, when I examine the light reflected in them while the Havdalah Bracha, the Havdalah blessing, is being spoken at the end of Hashabbat, the Sabbath. With my inmost parts, as is said in Psalm 40:10, thy law, Torateka, is in my inmost parts. With all that is within me, with all that is within I, as is said in Psalm 103:1, all that is within me, bless his holy name, his set apart name, with my reins, my kidneys, as is said in Psalm 16:7, yea, in the night season, my reins, my kidneys, instruct me, instruct I, with my male organs, at circumcision, and at the uncovering of the corona, with my knees, at bending my knees in tefillah, in tzelot, in prayer. Again, with my knees, when I act as godfather for children whom I hold for circumcision on my knees. With my right foot, from which the shoe is loosed, in the rite of Chaslicha, Halisa, Halisa, the act of Halisa, and with my left foot, the first one I move at the end of the 18 benedictions, Shimon Esther, when I take 3 steps backward to retire from Elohim's presence. Hence, David said even here in today's daily psalm in Mizmor Lamed Hey. Hence, David said, all the parts of my body shall say, Jehovah, who is like to the eye? Kol ha'atzmotai tomarna Yahuwah mi kamoka. Yahuwah, Jehovah mi kamoka. Who? Me. Who? Kamoka. Like to the eye.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? You see?
The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 16:11 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue.
have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
מזמור למדה לדוד. ריבה אדוני את יריבי, לחם את לוחמי. החזק מגן וצינה, וקומה ועזרתי. והרק חנית וסגור לקראת רודפי. אמור לנפשי, ישועתך אני. יבושו ויקלמו מבקשי נפשי, יסוגו אחור ויחפרו חושבי רעתי. יהיו כמוץ לפני רוח, ומלאך אדוני דוחה. יהי דרכם חושך וחלקלקות, ומלאך אדוני רודפם. כחינם תאמנו לי שחת רשתם, חינם חפרו לנפשי. תבואהו שואה לא ידע, ורשתו אשר תמן תלכדו, בשואה ייפול בה. ונפשי תגיל באדוני, תסיס בשועתו. כל עצמותי תאמרנה, אדוני מי חמוך, מציל עני מחזק ממנו, ועני ואביון מגוזלו. יקומון עדי חמאס, אשר לא ידעתי, ישאלוני. ישלמוני רעה תחת טובה, שכול לנפשי. ואני בחלותם לבושי שק, עיניתי וצום נפשי, ותפילתי על חקי תשוב. כריע כאח לי התהלכתי, כאבל אם קודר שחותי. ובצלעי סמכו ונאספו, נאספו עלי נחים ולא ידעתי, קרעו ולא דמו. בחנפי לעגי מעוג, חרוק עלי שינמו. אדוני, כמה תראה, השיבה נפשי משואיהם, מכפירים יחידתי. עודך בקהל רב, ועם עצום אהללך. אל ישמחו לי אויבי שקר, שונאי חינם יקרצו עין. כי לא שלום ידברו, ועל רגעי ארץ דברי מרמות יחשבון. וירחיבו עלי פיהם, אמרו האח האח, ראתה עינינו. ראית אדוני, אל תחרש, אדוני, אל תרחק ממני. העירה והקיצה למשפטי, אלוהי ואדוני לריבי. שופטני כצדקך, אדוני אלוהי, ואל ישמחו לי. אל יאמרו וליבם האח נפשנו, אל יאמרו בלענוהו. יבושו ויחפרו יחדיו שמחי רעתי, ילבשו בושת וכלימה המגדילים עלי. ירונו וישמחו חפצי צדקי, ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אדוני החפץ שלום עבדו. ולשוני תהגה צדקך, כל היום תהילתך.
Ah, 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 ah
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaLaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is doomed for
hell. Hashem Elek.
Yes, I. Let's be the King of Kings.
The world make over, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yep, yep, pump up the value every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my face. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shim, you're the King. Ha Shim, you're the King. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlo Leolam Va'em. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlo.
Now we're standing here, and the night's so clear, like the shine.